Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a close look at a really specific observation, just one sentence, from a piece called Real Estate Investors Thrive Amidst Rate Pressures. And the sentence that really jumped out is, local real estate investors expand portfolios despite rate pressures. Seems simple, maybe, but it kind of presents this fascinating puzzle. So our mission today is to unpack why it's surprising and what it might tell us.
That's right. It is it's a striking line because, you know, on the face of it, it seems to fly against what we'd expect.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll break down each piece of that statement, the rate pressures, the local investors, the expansion, and try to figure out what's really going on.
Okay, let's dig in. Starting with despite rate pressures. Now, for most people, hearing rate pressures, well, it just means borrowing money costs more, right?
Okay.
Especially for property.
It absolutely does. Yeah. When we talk rate pressures in real estate, we generally mean rising interest rates or, you know, maybe banks are just getting tighter with their lending. And historically, that kind of environment, it tends to put a real damper on things, cools the market right off.
Yeah.
Because the cost of capital goes up, acquisitions get pricier, financing is harder. It can really squeeze the potential returns on a deal.
Makes sense. So the conventional wisdom is higher rates, things slow down. People wait and see. But this source says, no, the opposite is happening, at least for a certain group, which is, yeah, that's really interesting. It kind of flips the script.
Exactly. And that brings us to the who. Who's doing the expanding?
Huh?
Local real estate investors. Mm-hmm. It's not just investors generally. That word local feels really important here. Very specific.
Okay, so local. What are we thinking that implies? Does it mean they have like a different playbook, maybe advantages that bigger national firms don't have? I mean, you could argue higher rates hit local banks too, maybe even harder sometimes. So wouldn't it be tough for these local guys to get money as well?
That's a really good point. And yeah, traditional lending probably does get tighter across the board. But local could suggest a couple of things. First, deep market knowledge. Like really granular. They know the neighborhoods, maybe even the specific streets or buildings way better than an outsider would. They're not just looking at data trends. They know the, let's say, the feel of the place. And second, relationships. Think local agents, contractors, maybe even property owners they already know. This can lead to off-market deals.
Off-market. So deals that never even get listed publicly.
Exactly. Avoiding those big bidding wars that, you know, attract the larger institutional players.
Okay. So it's like having an ear to the ground, that kind of specific local intel. Yeah, that could be gold when the bigger picture looks uncertain. And the source is clear. They're expanding portfolios. This isn't just, you know, treading water. It's growth. It suggests confidence.
Precisely. Expanding portfolios means they're actively buying more, adding properties, growing their holdings, maybe diversifying within their local area. It's definitely not a defensive move. It's proactive. It signals they're finding ways to make it work successfully. And the title reinforces that too, right? Thrive amidst rate pressures. It really drives home this idea of succeeding against the odds.
Yeah, it brings us right back to that core puzzle. How are they managing this when, you know, everything suggests they should be pulling back?
Right. So if you're listening, what this suggests is even when the headlines are all about challenges, rate pressures, tough markets, there are segments like these local investors finding ways. Mm-hmm. They're not just surviving. They seem to be genuinely expanding and thriving.
It really does challenge that simple narrative. Higher rates equals frozen market. Not always, apparently.
It doesn't seem so. No. And what's fascinating is thinking about how they might be doing it. The source doesn't spell it out, but we can infer a bit. Their local edge probably plays a huge role. Maybe they're tapping into different kinds of money, private lenders perhaps, seller financing even, things less tied to big bank rates.
Ah, okay. So sidestepping some of the mainstream rate pressure.
Could be. Or maybe they're focusing on specific types of properties, like value-add deals, buying something run down at a good price, fixing it up, and forcing the appreciation themselves. Instead of just relying on the whole market to lift the value, their local knowledge lets them spot those opportunities. Maybe properties that are too small or too complex for the big guys to bother with.
That makes a lot of sense. They're finding niches, opportunities that require that hands-on local expertise that larger investors just don't have or can't deploy efficiently. Like finding little pockets of opportunity when the main river seems dry. It shows that strategy and specific knowledge can still win out.
Exactly. It's about adaptability, resilience, finding ways to navigate or maybe even leverage conditions that deter others.
So yeah, our deep dive into just this one sentence, it tells a pretty compelling story. Local real estate investors expand portfolios despite rate pressures. It's not just a data point. It's an insight, really, into how specific players can adapt and even grow by using their unique strengths, even when the broader economic winds seem rough.
Mm-hmm. It really highlights that even with significant headwinds, you know, there can still be paths to success. You just have to look beyond the surface sometimes. Consider the micro-level strategies, not just the macro trends.
So what stands out to you from this? Something to think about. If these local investors are thriving by finding opportunities others miss because of their specific knowledge, how might that idea apply elsewhere? Maybe in your own work, your own field? Where could specific, maybe localized insight unlock growth even when the bigger picture looks challenging?